Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Peace.
Welcome to Dare to Win, the regular Thursday night evening broadcast of Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, where we have sobering discussion on the imperative to build a global economic cooperative to serve the needs of people of African ancestry anywhere in the world, and the methodology to pass this knowledge to future generations. This evening, our topic will be, what will you give and what will you give up for our liberation? Stay with us as we address this exciting topic. And once again, welcome and thank you for being with us this evening. I am Sister Nanana, and I am welcoming you to Dare to Win. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We have an exciting program planned for us today. What will you give and what will you give up for our liberation? Yes, we are the drum calling our people to self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. This is the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of our people and the imperative that we build a global economic machinery that will free us and contribute to our wholeness. To join our conversation, you can dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your keypad if you want to make a comment or ask a question. And if you want to join us via your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com, click on the Ulu Radio tab, and then click on Listen Live. Joining us this evening on Dare to Win, we have Brother Thurman, who is not only a member of Ulu, but who serves on the Ulu Executive Board And I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to have Brother Thurman with us on the program tonight. And I'm also pleased to have him as a fellow colleague on the board with me, serving the needs of ULU and its membership. Would you like to greet our audience, Brother Thurman, and welcome them?
Yes, thank you so much, Sister Nanana, and greetings, family, and I'm so glad to be on the call and in the company with you, and I look forward to the conversation and your participation in the conversation.
You know, I really appreciate the topic that we're having this evening. I think that it's one that oftentimes it can be a little touchy, and it can be a tough one to address realistically and to really bring some substance to. The topic is, what will you give and what will you give up for our liberation? The reason I say that, Brother Thurman, that it's sometimes a tough topic because I don't think that we really often think in terms of what we are giving, nor do we think in terms of what we might have to give up in order to be totally free and to have the liberation and the stability that we need. So I can appreciate that this is a subject that has a few twists and turns to it. When I look at this subject, I think in terms of lifestyle change. So perhaps you can help us to get started. Let me ask this question. Will a lifestyle change be a major part of what has to transpire in order for us to participate in our liberation? And how do you see this lifestyle change as being challenging for people?
Yes, thank you so much for the question. And to answer your question, yes, a lifestyle change is a major challenge. And if we look at the increasing numbers of mind, body, and relationship difficulties that people are having, they all point to lifestyles that must be given up in order for us to be well and live harmoniously. But it's all solvable. And so it starts with the people's thinking and their collective thinking and the willingness to get back to their greatness. And so if we, for example, focus on the fact that we are the original people and the great civilizations that we built and maintained, and what was left for us to verify that it actually happened, it says that we were a great people with great minds, and something various things happened, and we let go of that. But as Marcus Garvey says, that greatness is still in us, and so it needs to be brought back to the back in order, and we've got to be reawakened to the fact that it's there, and it's a process. But we've got to want to be liberated, and we will have that. And so there's so many opportunities that's there, but as I spoke about the mind, the body, there's many difficulties as people, that all around the world, people are having difficulties, relationship difficulties with each other, with nature, with the universe, but it's all a mind thing. And when we come back in order, those things will begin to go away. And bodily, there's increasing bodily ills and diabetes and kidney dialysis, but we can look at the increasing numbers of people as having those kind of problems, and then we can look around the world at our sisters and brothers, for example, that have taken the higher level approach to living, including eating, breathing, drinking water. They're having a totally different experience, and so the totally different experience is there, with a lifestyle change that starts with our thinking, and then working together, we've got to be re-educated. And so learning new ways of dealing and even going back to some of the original ways that we had would help us to accomplish those things. I hope
All
I
right.
answered that
Thank
question.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, what I'm hearing you say is basically we have to be willing to do some things differently. And from the topic that we're discussing this evening, you know, the root of that topic is giving, not only giving, but also giving up, which means to me change. And it is about thinking differently, and of course, different thought patterns lead to different behaviors. So talk to us about, give us some examples of when you say giving and giving up, what might be some of the things that we need to start thinking in terms of giving that would contribute to our total and complete liberation?
Yes, and using that word lifestyle again, and giving, we've got to constantly learn new and beneficial ways of living that will elevate our thinking and our well-being. And to take that as a disciplined practice, like a ritual, that if every day we focused on new and beneficial ways of living, and in a process we are elevating our thinking, we just get to a point where it doesn't become a chore at all. It would be something that you would joyously look forward to. It's kind of like Malcolm reached a point in reading that he was anxious and excited if he could just read every day for the rest of his life. But as he said, when you read some of everything, you never know where you could use it. But when the people are not constantly practicing as a ritual, higher knowledge and elevating their thinking, they're not getting the results. And so our thinking, when we talk to ourselves and we talk to others and say things, our body, our cells, all of our body listens to what we say. And if we are saying, speaking, and thinking elevated thoughts about I am just so healthy and all of my cells are just rebounding and vibrating on a high level, the cells listen to that and the cells would respond to it. But if I say, oh man, I'm so tired, and tomorrow morning when I wake up and the alarm go off, I say, I'm having a hard time making it because I done got old and I just can't move like I used to. And the body and the cells, the mind is listening to that, and it'll do exactly what you said. And then there are those that speak entirely different a way about that, and they get a entirely different elevated result. Mm-hmm. And so with regard to liberation, which is not an individual thing, it's about us as a people. We've got to practice some ways that we communicate and think of our people. And among the things that would be a daily thing that we make a part of us is be consistently in love and be consistent about love and loyalty to our people and make it daily, not a part-time thing, not something that people will say, I'll do something special and speak some love language, you know, on a certain day on the weekend, but do it all the time. And do it all the time, regardless of where our people are, because we've got to recognize that we've been damaged. We've been through a lot, still going through a lot, because the brutalizers, from the first time that they attacked us, they have never, ever stopped. But in terms of what we can do, that the major thing is about our thinking, we can elevate our thinking, and we can collectively put a stop to all of it. It's all solvable. We've just got to elevate our thinking and grab hold of the information and put it in our brain computer that will allow us to activate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we've got to, it's just like proverbs, African proverbs and quotes helps to educate our mind. And that's why Africans created those things and they use them, but they help. And so as some of the elders say, the proverbs help educate your mind. And so there's a sister, ancestor, Marie Evans. She said, we do not have time to play with our destruction. And so if we get sidetracked and find ourselves out just playing and acting a fool, and we stop and say, no, get back on your center. We stop playing with our destruction. But when we stop playing with our destruction and we think that way, that we are busy about our liberation, we would be having much more collective success.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one of the things that you mentioned when you mentioned consistent love and loyalty on a daily basis, love and loyalty on a daily basis to all of our people, and I believe you indicated loving African people with all of our heart. That sounds to me really similar to what Marcus Garvey had as part of his philosophy that was called the race first concept, whereby in every life initiative and at every opportunity, we need to put our people first. Now, to me, that doesn't mean that we would necessarily be demonstrating any dislike or any hatred for any other group, but we're simply saying, I love my people first. And so I was wondering if you had any more to expound upon on that particular perspective, because I think the race first concept is very integral and very key to what you're talking about when you indicating consistent love and loyalty on a daily basis, not a part-time basis.
Yes. And Marcus Garvey, if we look at all of the major things that he accomplished, it was because he was totally dedicated. The things that was accomplished, the businesses, the large numbers of sisters and brothers that he mobilized when we didn't have internet and they didn't have telephones, but he mobilized all of those people. It was because he spoke to them with serious sincerity and they received it and they got it in their heart that love and loyalty, and that was the reason that the people took action and mobilized. And so yes, we're talking about what Garvey was talking about, and we put that in our heart. And as Garvey said, he said, "I'm the first Garvey," he said, "but I'm helping to bring forth some cubs." That's going to be the other Garveys. And that's what we are. We just have to collectively take action and activate and bring back into action the kind of things that he was doing, you know, and that he advocated, you know, such as he said that among wolves, you need to be mindful, I'm kind of paraphrasing, of having a defensive weapon, and you should have a weapon wherever you are. But he also, you know, just further on that point, said that the best defensive weapon we can have is each other, is unity.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked about self-reliance and the fact that we must have a country of our own. So he advocated Africans for Africans, and to move forward like we're still moving forward on having a United States of Africa, not a divided Africa. And he says, organize our resources and build what we need. And he says, if we must be strong, come together, because we can only do so through a system of organization. And so there's so many of his philosophies that is what helped to mobilize the people, because when they got it and they really understood it, they had clarity, they weren't confused, they got it. He says, we could be shackled and imprisoned, but you can shackle and imprison the body, but you cannot shackle or imprison the minds of men. And so we're not talking about confused adults, but he said men, you know, but men, women and men, you can't shackle or imprison their mind unless the person volunteers to let that happen.
You know, you mentioned resources, and so that triggers another thought to me when you're talking about giving and giving up. But right now, you know, we're kind of focusing on the giving portion. We'll get to the giving up in a bit. But what's your thought as far as resources and what we need to be looking at or thinking about, what we need to be doing as far as our, not only our financial resources, but our intellectual resources?
Yes, and you said the word. That's the resources is our intellectual, our financial, our intellectual, that includes all of our skills. And so Garvey movement benefited by the people coming together with all of their skills, and for us to regroup and advance that type movement, cooperative economic movement, as we are doing with Us Lifting Us, we need all of the skills, because as we expand in the success of Us Lifting Us in the cooperative economics model that we have, we're going to have to use skills. And so we're not going to have lots and lots of businesses all around the world without there being some work done and someone understanding the process of the various works. And so we've got to mobilize on growing our own food. But that means that somebody's got to strategize on the land and how to go about the whole process. Somebody's got to be involved in planting, harvesting. But it's a production thing. It's some labor involved. If you're using equipment like tractors, somebody's got to have some idea about operating a tractor and how to maintain the equipment and whatever else you're using. And if you were dealing with animals, the same thing. So we need people's skill level, and so that we can turn those things and monetize those things and have economic success, which Garvey also said that the economics is a major thing for our people.
And, you know, what I hear you saying, Brother Thurman, is using the money that we have to finance our liberation. It's, you know, it's just that simple, is that we pool our money and use that. Pooling of the money is the first step to go toward financing our liberation. And you mentioned Us Lifting Us, and of course that is the first step in the basic Ujamaa cooperative model, is to pool the money and to pool the intellectual resources and to focus that toward building generational wealth and creating the legacy that we want to leave to move forward. So now, what else can you share with us in this area of giving, and then we'll take a break and we'll get to the to talk about what we need to give up. But are there any other particulars that you want to share with us in terms of suggestions or what you've identified that we really need to seriously be active in terms of giving in order to contribute to our liberation and thus to our success, particularly economic success?
Yes. So we've touched on the economics and earlier talked about thanking, but to just use a few words of something that's absolutely essential that we do towards that giving, towards liberation, and that is we must daily strengthen ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically, and nutritionally. And without that, we're not maximizing on our effectiveness. And when we do those things, including the nutrition and the spiritual practices, it helps to open up the mind's eye, and we're functioning effectively because now we can really see. We can see with the mind's eye, not the two eyeballs, that eyes that people look at outwardly, but that third eye that's in the center of the head that's connected to a gland in the middle of the head called the pineal gland. But that's what the ancient Africans used to accomplish so many things, because it helps you to also connect in a spiritual divine way with the universe, with the Most High, with the cosmos, and to be able to get greater access to information that's out there. And so if we're walking around spiritually, mentally, physically, nutritionally deficient, corrupt, or devitalized, then we would, that would lead to having dull minds. And so there are a lot of people mm-hmm. that are nutritionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, nutritionally deficient, and they're like a car that's not, that all of the spark plugs are not firing. They're not firing on all cylinders, so they're not getting maximum function. And so when we do those things, it opens up, and so it's so much, then it's so much easier to think, then it's so much easier to have loyalty and love for our people every day.
Thank you so much for mentioning that connection, that mind-body connection, and, you know, that whole aspect around how we treat our body, our physical body, and that affects our emotional and our spiritual for sure. Definitely, there's no doubt about that. That all contributes to our ability to participate in the liberation process, in the process of building this new global economy, which is what ULU is all about. And we can better fully contribute and participate the healthier we are and the clearer yep. we can think, for sure, definitely. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here, Brother Thurman, and we're going to be back in a couple of minutes. And when we come back, we're going to get to the portion of what are some of the things that we need to think about and move forward with in terms of what we should be giving up. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. All right. Good evening, and welcome back to the second half of the Dare to Win Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative regular Thursday night evening radio program. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Sister Nanana, and I'm very pleased this evening to have Brother Thurman, who is, just as I am, a member of Us Lifting Us and also serving on the board of Us Lifting Us. Thank you so much, Brother Thurman, for being with us this evening and helping to guide us through this really interesting topic of what will you give and what will you give up for our liberation. So once again, for those who would care to join the discussion or be a part of the dialogue this evening, you can do that by dialing 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. And then press the number 1 on your keypad if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, and we will certainly open the microphone so that you'll be able to do that. And another way to join us is through your computer, www.usliftingus.com. Click on the Ulu Radio tab, and then click on Listen Live, and you can join us that way as well. So let's continue with our subject this evening, Brother Thurman. You started out by helping us to understand some of the major areas that we should think about in terms of what we need to give in order to make that contribution to help ensure the success of gaining complete and full liberation. So let's move the subject on to what are some of the things that we might want to think in terms of giving up. And all of the time that we're talking about this, keeping in mind that we're literally talking about changing the way that we live, changing the way that we operate in the world. So we're talking about lifestyle change. So help us out in this area of giving up. What is that about, and what are some examples of things that we would need to give up in order to be truly liberated?
Yes, and I would start off to say that on the subject of what we need to give up is challenging because the list is vast. It's longer than I could list. But all we got to do is just look around the world and you come up with more and more and more that we need to give up. And I would say that a short answer to what is it we need to give up, we need to give up everything that's anti-us or that's not in our highest good, or at least begin to transition away from that. So that would be the simplest, most summarized answer I could give you. But that gets to be a challenge. But if we daily, as I said earlier about our thinking, if we looked at whatever it is that's anti-us, and as the ancients used the term, the highest good, if it's not in the highest good, if it would not pass the teachings of Mayat or the Neely Fuller's code system book, then we don't do it. We just stop doing it. And so when I mentioned Neely Fuller and the textbook, the code system book, it says in there, always be respectful. But it says in there to stop the name calling, including cursing. Well, so I just mentioned some things that needs to be given up. It's name calling and cursing. We cannot elevate ourselves. And so if our ancestors that built enormous things and were the ones that was involved in first flight and building mathematically perfect pyramids and other type structures that's aligned with the stars in the universe, we still have that capability of doing that, but we have to elevate ourselves again. And we can't elevate if we still cussing and lying, because that lying disrupts with words that throws your energy off and you're not maximizing. And so to add some more things that we've got to do in terms of, we got to give up our thinking that there's wars in Afghanistan or wherever. And we look around, if we ask most of our people, say, well, name three, four wars that's going on right now in the world. Most of them would never name the war that's being waged on African people all over this planet. But every minute we're in a state of emergency and war is being waged on us. And so we got to give up that confused thinking that a war is not being waged on us. It is. And we're in a state of emergency. And every minute that goes by that we're not making preparations to defend ourselves and to secure ourselves, we're failing. And so I mentioned we are failing. Uplifting Us is about us coming together, pooling resources, and building economic power. In terms of giving up, we have to give up spending money recklessly with others and enriching them and allowing them to highly educate their children and live, you know, to some degree in more peace and harmony than a lot of our people are, and also to have legacies in place for children that's in the future of their family. They got legacies for children that some of them they may never get to know, never meet them, but they got the legacies already in place. But where did they get that money? They got a lot of it from our people, because we contribute multi-millions and billions of dollars to the cause of enriching other people to help them dominate us. And so give up, we got to be serious. We can't be playing, we can't be dealing with the fakery. And so when I said fakery, millions and billions of dollars that African people are giving up to buy something that they already have or they can have, and that is fake hair, fake fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier I mentioned nutrition. So years ago, I used to work with Dick Gregory. So with his nutrition products, I had dealings with some sisters that said they couldn't grow nails. I got them to take his nutrition product. They were growing nails, and the other women said, how you get them nails like that? And so it's just like we can grow nails, we can grow hair. So then if we grow our own natural hair, why would we enrich others with big multi-millions and billions that still treat us brutally when we could keep that money and build businesses for ourselves and have legacies for ourselves and still be strutting proudly with our natural hair and our nails?
Well, and I think you make a very good point, and basically it boils down to, I think, you know, giving up the loyalty to those who historically have never been about anything that's been beneficial to us. So I totally agree with that. And I see that we have a caller who would like to either make a comment or ask a question. So let's open the mic for that caller. 3440-3440. Caller, please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Greetings, family. This is Brother Shabak. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and really enjoyed the show today, and I wanted to add my two cents, maybe have you all comment on it. I see what, you talked about, there's a lot of things that we can look at in our lives that we need to give up, which moves us towards sovereignty and liberation. But one of the biggest hurdles that I see is that there is a continuous view that there is a strong possibility that we can reform this system. Consequently, and remember now, we didn't create it, you know, but what is preached to us about what the system is supposed to represent, you know, there's a strong belief that it can be reformed, even among some of us who consider ourselves strong nationalist Pan-Africanist. Now, what I mean by that is this, is that we look at our behavior, all right, and we look at our language. Our language says one thing, but our behavior says something else. In other words, it seems like that we are living a contradiction, and this contradiction, as it begins to work inside of us, not being aware that it needs to be resolved, and then we come up with all these other kind of stuff. The nails. Well, the nails. I don't think that I'm beautiful without the nails. I can't grow the nails because I'm not eating the right kind of food or nutrition. I'm not doing the right kind of things in order to get the nails out. My boyfriend, my husband, my wife, or whomever, just don't think that I'm attractive enough if I don't have those nails or those 5-inch eyebrow, what have you. So I think that there is a certain degree of wanting to be included. We get a little modeling from the Europeans and what we perceive of them in terms of what looks like it's attractive, and we pursue that. With the hair, how we raise the hair, the pieces of hair that we add and all that other kind of stuff. And as you said, the nails, the nutritional things, we see brothers and sisters, just one step away from high blood pressure, heart attacks, and whatever you, and they think that they're doing good. Of course, a lot of the stuff they're not responsible for, the food deserts that we see in our community. So obviously, in a survival mode, you know, they don't see other more healthier things to pursue. So I think that deep down inside of us, we still have a longing that the system that we live in that is very oppressive can be reformed. And even though all signs for the past 400 or 500 years suggest it doesn't want to reform ourselves. And that's all I have to say, brother and sister. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to excel that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Brother Shabaka, for those comments. And they're very timely and definitely right on time. We have to look real seriously at the system that we're involved in and to understand that what we need is a new system. We don't want to do patchwork and Band-Aid on the old system. We want a totally new system. And that's a major piece of what Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative is all about, is creating that global cooperative economic system that is specific for people of Black African ancestry, so that we might raise our standard of living and be able to pass that on to future generations. And of course, we are in a capitalistic system now, so we're talking what Us Lifting Us is putting in place is cooperative economics, understanding that that process is definitely more in tune with who we are as people and provides the opportunity to be all-inclusive for all people of African ancestry. So I really appreciate what you shared with us, that we need to step away from any thought or concept that we're going to reform the old system. It's not going to happen. We are talking about a totally new system. So thank you for your comments. And Brother Thurman, do you have anything else that you would like to add to that, particularly any other pieces around this whole segment of what we need to give up before we move on and talk about Us Lifting Us specifically?
Yes, well, I mentioned earlier, you know, that we're in a state of emergency. A war is being waged on us. We need to be prepared for whatever emergency could happen at any morning or any day you know, for whatever reason, whether it's some storm that could come from various sources or just some chaos amongst some crazy people, we've got to have, you know, some survival strategies. And along earlier when I talked about changing our thinking, we've got to change our thinking back to mentioning the love and the loyalty. The love and the loyalty brings out a willingness to cooperate with our people in a harmonious fashion. And if we were faced with chaos, horrible chaos like our people are still experiencing in Haiti and now Puerto Rico and New Orleans some years ago and other horrible things, it would be so much easier for the people to have less suffering if they were in a harmonious flow, and plus that they had actually prepared ahead of time for any kind of chaos like that, and could have had in place some stored up survival sources such as water and food, and just knowing how to survive without having electricity, without having cooking facilities, because we can survive, and especially in a warm climate like Haiti and Puerto Rico, without having to cook every day.
And so what I hear you talking about is emergency preparedness, basically. Is that what
yes.
you're referring to, that whole area of
yep.
emergency preparedness? Okay. And
that's
there's
right.
a lot
yeah.
of discussion going on on that particular topic right now. And certainly for us as African descended people, I can see that we would want to think about emergency preparedness and specifically how to make it work for our communities. That is what we would want to do. So just to move us on a little bit further, Brother Thurman, you know, you've shared with us some really pertinent pieces of information about in this whole subject of what will you give and what will you give up? What are you willing to do in order to really participate in that full liberation? What's your perspective on, I mean, how does this all come full circle in terms of us lifting us economic development cooperative? How do you see that all fitting into what Us Lifting Us is about?
It fits in with what Us Lifting Us is about. The more that we encourage and participate in being loving and loyal towards our people, the more receptive we are to doing whatever is necessary. And as Garvey said, thinking race first, and that's your priority. And so then the Us Lifting Us model is about race first. It's about putting us in a position of strong economic power around the world. It's about putting us in a position where we're building businesses and institutions and employing our people, and employing our people without some unjust bias about because they've got something that happened to them last year or year before. We would be employing our people and then also employing our people where they would be much more comfortable than they would be in a lot of the workplaces dealing with others that harass them and do things that would not be happening in our businesses and in our institutions, and as well as having a laid out future for the babies as they come forth, that we can look at the babies as they grow and know that their future, they've got a good future. They deserve a good future. And we know that we have already built and continuing to build the businesses and the institutions and the finances and the legacies that they're going to be all right. And they're not going to have to worry about I go to school and get whatever type of education, and now am I going to be able to find a job? And as I said a minute ago, if they find a job, all of my life, I've never known and I've never experienced going to a job working with others that I didn't have to experience the challenges and the stresses of working with people that have racism embedded in their thinking and behavior in one form or another. But to imagine stepping into a place the size of a Walmart, 125,000 square foot, and we've got retail things, and we got food outlet and bulk buying of food and farmers market and on, but who's the owners and operators and workers? Our people. So it would be a totally different atmosphere versus what our people are facing in mm-hmm. so many industries, including cooperative and big, top corporations around the world, that's trillion-dollar corporations. But a lot of our people are working in those corporations, and some of them making six figures or more. But if you ask them, are you totally happy? And if they say, well, let me tell you about some of this stuff I had to put up with.
Well, I was just going to say that, it sounds to me that there is some urgency for people in our community to really take a serious look at Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative and to take some time to learn what Us Lifting Us is all about and to understand the plan that Us Lifting Us has in terms of building a global, worldwide cooperative. So the website is available for people to look at, to receive that information and to become not only a member of the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, but to become a member owner. The memberships are $50 a year. And once that membership is paid, it provides an opportunity for people to become a part of the Us Lifting Us community. We have an online community where people can share information about what they're doing, as well as to learn about what the winning plan is that we're moving forward with in order to build that, as you mentioned, that huge Ulu Mart, which is one of the major objectives for Us Lifting Us. And at some point in the future, what I see is that there will be Ulu Marts all around the globe, because we are a global people. And we have members everywhere. And so we should have our businesses, and the Ulu Mart is going to be our major business, but we should have businesses all around the globe as well. So I'm encouraging our listeners to really take a serious look at the plan that Us Lifting Us has. You can email Us Lifting Us at info@usliftingus.com. You can also call the home office, 404-592-2780. You can leave a message on the voicemail, and your call will be returned, and your questions will be answered. One more thing that I would like to share with our listening audience this evening is that Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative is getting ready for its annual members meeting, which is going to be held March 13th through the 15th in Atlanta. The theme this year is Forward Together. We are definitely moving forward and with unity together. It's going to be held at the Interdenominational Theological Center, the Franklin Auditorium of the Interdenominational Theological Center, which is 700 Martin Luther King Drive. And so it would be, I think, a smart move on the part of our members and our member owners at this point in time to register for the annual meeting and convention before the end of January. Reason being, registration right now is $60. Starting in February, the registration is going to be, that's our regular registration rate, which is going to be $75. So do early registration and save yourself some money. But please come and join us so that you can be a part of learning more about what your cooperative is about, and you can actually take an active role in helping to move it forward. So I think that the annual members meeting and convention is one of the most exciting things that we do every year, when we bring the whole family together so that we can learn and grow as one and complete our planning process for what we'll be doing in the upcoming year. So I just wanted to share that information. And Brother Thurman, would you have any other comments that you'd want to share with us on the subject that you brought to us today in terms of what we should think about, or what we should actually be doing to give, and what we should be giving up to contribute to our liberation? You have any closing remarks for us?
Yes, as I said earlier, to give up everything, and even if you make a slow transition to complete that, give up everything that's anti-us. We cannot afford to participate in things that's anti-us, and focus on what the ancestors spoke to and left for us, and that is to do the greater good. And if you're not familiar with Mayotte, look up the principles of Mayotte. But elevate the mind. Elevate the mind. And it's especially that you elevate it in an energetic way. You can use the word divine way, because there's power that we have within us. And so that divine power, when people are only looking outside, they're missing a major piece. And so that divine power is part of the greater weapon that we need to survive and overcome the madness.
Thank you so much, Brother Thurman. Thank you. We appreciate having you this evening. We appreciate our listening audience. And please come back and join us again next week for Dare to